Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
And also joining us is WBJC's Conti Harrison, who, in addition to this French music, has a very French hairdo. Nice to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you too. Thank you.
It's Cocktail Monday. It is Cocktail
Woohoo!
Monday. Could we have a little bit of, yes, thank you.
Ice action?
Yes, we've already mixed these, so I'm sorry there's no great shaker noise, but we have two very brown-looking cocktails in front of my fabulous co-panelists. Let's start with cocktail one. Mary, what do you think's in there?
I think there's some citrus, probably lemon.
Mm-hmm.
My first impression was that it was a little like a whiskey sour, but did not have the sugar syrup. It doesn't feel like it has sweetness in it.
Correct. There is no sugar syrup in there.
Maybe some bitters?
No bitters,
okay.
But there is what is called Bonal,
okay,
which is a very interesting bitter-esque kind of liqueur. And there's a little bit of Grand Marnier in there.
Oh.
Which, with some lemon, so that it all balances out nicely.
That gives it a little bit of the heat.
Right, exactly. So, Kati, what do you think?
You know, I have a sweet tooth, and this is a little herbaceous, maybe a little bit astringent, and with maybe some sugar, I would like it better because it is very herbaceous.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, though, it's kind of unique, and it is refreshing.
Mm-hmm. And for you, Mary?
I think I like it for the reasons that Kati doesn't like it. I like the herbaceousness of it. I like that it's not too sweet. I really like the way the citrus sort of balances the alcohol in it, even though it is pretty bracing and we have a lot of ice in this glass.
Yeah.
That makes it feel sort of refreshing, although it could sneak up on you pretty quickly.
So our cocktail, Bourbon and Banal, we found this at La Reina Bar in Santa Fe. Our next cocktail, Kati?
I really like it a lot.
So this has the little bit of sweet that you're looking
for? Yeah. This is like the other drink only finished.
Ah,
if that makes any sense.
Touché. And for you, Mary?
I like it. It also reminds me a little of a whiskey sour. Maybe I just have that on the brain, or maybe it's just we're working with the same components and they just show themselves differently in different combinations.
Yeah.
As we're getting into cooler weather, although today it just happens to be very warm, but as we're getting into cooler weather, I wanted something which would be like on the fence between the summer drink and the fall drink, you know, and I think these are nice examples. So this is kind of a whiskey sour, and this also came to us from the Southwest from a restaurant called Radish and Rye, which I wholly recommend in Santa Fe. And this was bourbon along with Amaro Nonino, which is a very lovely Italian Amaro, kind of on the expensive side at about 50 of the best. They mixed it with rye. I mixed it with bourbon. I think rye would actually be even more effective, truthfully, now that I think of it. They had a mixture of Sazerac rye and Amaro Nonino. I kind of like doing it with Elijah Craig bourbon.
I think the bourbon really softens it.
Yeah.
You know, smooths out the edges.
Mm-hmm.
This also sort of reminds me of an old-fashioned, just a little bit.
Jonathan, just the two ingredients in that drink?
Just the two ingredients and some lemon in that drink. That's
okay.
It. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, because when you said old-fashioned, I was thinking, oh, yeah, orange rind, orange juice.
Right,
but
and there's no sugar in either of them, and there's no syrup in either of them. Kati Harrison, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
That was really fun. Mary Zajac, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, as always.
I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Cheers.